help you?
Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Thank you. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely voting.
Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Not registered in a party.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And if that's the case, what is your main racial background? Is it African-American or Black, Asian or Asian-American, white or other?
White. I'm Greek and Italian.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
56 and older.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Is it definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly? I'm so sorry. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your answer. Thank you. That's fine. Then we had lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Leonard Spencer.
I've never heard of her.
Thank you. Then we have Carolina Amici.
I definitely have a bad opinion of her.
So should that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Erin Huntley.
I've not heard of her.
Thank you. Then we have Scott Boyd.
I have no opinion.
Thank you. And last we have Kamala Harris.
Definitely have a positive, favorable attitude.
Okay, so is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate?
The first candidate, Leanna.
Thank you. Then we have, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably voting for Leona Helm, whatever her name is.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing and says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Leona Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for her.
Thank you. And due to State Representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Leona Spencer, the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I vote for the third one you said.
Vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't go by party lines. I go by the representative.
I understand. Now, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say I'm moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
I have a bachelor's degree. And I have an associate's degree, so I have both.
So how should I record your answer?
Just the bachelor's degree.
The bachelor's. Thank you. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Awesome.